Today is summer solstice, the longest day of the year. And summer days in general can feel really long for parents of young children, especially when they can't find adequate childcare. FM89's Monica Velez tells us some reasons why many San Joaquin Valley communities are childcare deserts, and what one local university is doing to buck that trend.
Preschoolers play with a robot in the hallway outside of their classroom. They chase it and laugh as it rolls down the long corridor.
Go get it.
Most of the parents of these kids are students at Fresno State. Brittany Randolph is the program director for the Huggins Early Education Center. She says offering care for students on campus is extremely important.
We had a parent say her GPA was so low before she was able to find care for her child because not every professor is going to allow you to bring the child to class because it can be a distraction. And once they find secure child care, it's easier for them to be successful in their classes.
Not every student with a child gets in. On average, 200 a year get into the center. Randolph says for most it's free, and that can make a huge financial difference in someone's life. Several studies point to many communities in the San Joaquin Valley as childcare deserts. Dr. Ping Wu is an early childhood education professor and the chair of the Huggins Center. She says it's especially hard for parents with infants and toddlers to find childcare because most teachers prefer to work with older kids for various reasons.
And one of them is definitely the compensation for early childhood professionals. I would say that a lot of our teachers are underpaid, and the society does not treat them as they need to be treated.
Parents who get their children in the Huggins Center are among the luckiest. But for many parents, childcare is more complicated.
This is Mikey. Say hi.
Hi.
And that's the moth. I'm just trying to get their shoes, and I just got mine on. I'll start loading them up, but I have to find my purse. Right.
That's Cindy Alejandrez. She's a teacher and a single mom with two kids. Mikey is 3 and Tomas is 2. She lives in Merced, and on this day, she has a chiropractor appointment. She doesn't have daycare in the summer, so she's taking them with her. Not ideal for someone with a bad back.
They're going to adjust my back, and then I'm probably going to have to pick one of them up. And, you know, and then it's like, why did I even go to the chiropractor? But then I can't miss the appointment. I tried asking.
This is not unusual. Alejandra says her kids go with her everywhere most days. She says she's lucky this chiropractor didn't mind her kids being there. Not all places are welcoming to children. She says sometimes she feels embarrassed or judged.
I've gotten in like places where people seem to get upset that I bring my kids. So,
Oh, really? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If you ever try to, yeah, like going to, yeah, like public office buildings, other parent places. Like, you can tell when places are meant for kids and not. Like, this place, they were very kind. But there were no kids' toys. Hold on. Tommy, come here.
Alejandra says she wishes her kids could be at home, where they are comfortable and have space to run around. She says her life revolves around finding childcare for them.
It sucks, but that's kind of a plain word to put it. But, yeah, it just kind of, you know, it just kind of sucks. That's what I have to do.
But one university in her town, UC Merced, is working to improve childcare options. It recently partnered with Chowchilla High School to create an extension program. Kevin Reamer is a developmental psychologist at UC Merced. He created the curriculum, which is focused on child development.
We put that together to address where the issues that are most acute, which is the entry level. Those entry level childcare workers are extremely hard to find.
Juniors and seniors at Chowchilla High School can take a year-long class that's broken up into 4 college courses. This is the first school in the Valley to pilot the program.
By bringing the UC to a place like Chowchilla High, we're kind of trying to break down that fear of the unknown, particularly for first-generation Latinx learners who wouldn't ordinarily be thinking about college necessarily if, again, their family, you know, isn't oriented toward those kinds of post-graduation options.
By the end of the class, students have 12 transferable college units, and if they complete volunteer hours, they can apply for an early childhood associate teacher permit. And after that, they qualify to work in a daycare with infants to 5-year-olds.
Maybe to get high school kids thinking about not only college aspirations, but what would it mean if I were to come back to Chowchilla with a degree from Stan State in child development and start my own daycare? You know, planting those seeds is a really significant privilege with high school kids because they're open. You never know where they're going to go and how that may come back.
And at least one junior who was in the program this year wants to work with moms and infants. Jalen Richmond wants to be a midwife or a nurse practitioner. And until she goes off to college, she plans to get a job at a preschool thanks to what she's learned so far.
Especially the prenatal care in the beginning and then the learning about pregnancy from when it starts to all the way when you give birth and learning how that happens and how female body changes.
And she even had to create her own lesson plan and teach it to a class of kids.
I thought teachers had it so easy, like they just have to plan stuff out. Not even like that. I stressed when I had to create my lesson plan because you really got to work with them. You really got to think like they think.
This program is also expected to be implemented at Orisima High in Newman, Mariposa High, Golden Valley High in Merced, and LeGrand High. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Monica Velez.